of God's blessings and grace, let us bow our heads and ask Him for that. Be saved!
I just love doing that in church. Honestly, God.
But that's why you all came. Can you imagine on a Monday night? Look around. Got this marvelous crowd on a Monday night. Here with the Lord to celebrate Eucharist. You want to be saved. You want a ticket to heaven. You want to be sure you're on the train that takes us there. And getting close to the Lord is probably our ticket. I imagine you also figured out that my trip to the kingdom, to paradise, is involved in answering, does God know who I am? I would imagine God would like to be sure of who you are. Sam. Sam's 92 years old. And Sam lost his wife of 60 years. And Sam's life was turned upside down. He really didn't even want to live because so much was taken away from him. He didn't want to leave the house, do nothing. And his kids, you know, 60 years old, went to dad and said, "Hey, Pop, you can't stop living. Mom would not have wanted that. So you've got to get out again and live." And he kept refusing, and then finally he agreed. And his kid told him, "You know, down the street, there's a lady who lost her husband. You grew up with. Why don't you take her out to dinner?" He finally got enough courage, but he wanted to prepare for this. 92 years old, he decided he was going to get a wig. He just needed to look younger. And he gets the wig, and he goes out and gets a good tan. He goes and gets a new wardrobe. He goes and buys a new sports car. He's going to impress her because he's on a date again. So finally, the evening comes, and he goes to pick up his date down the street. And like he remembered many, many years ago, he got out of the car to go around and open the door. And he let her in the car, his brand new sports car, and he was looking so young and handsome. And he came around the other side, and he was hit by a car, and he died. It's okay, it's a story. And he gets to heaven because he can't believe this, and he says, "Lord, why in the world, after all these years, and here I am, I make a decision to go out and have a good time. Why in the world did you take me from this life?" And the Lord looked at him and said, "Sam, I didn't know it was you." Person that God wants me to be. Does He recognize me as this child of God that happened because of gift of love and a spark between my mom and dad? And I was this gift. And all He ever had for me or hopes and dreams to be like his own son, Jesus? Does he see that in me? Does he still recognize me as this child of God? I've heard his son say very clearly, unless you become like a little child, you're not going to get to the kingdom of heaven. I thought that was always just a nice thing to say. The older I get, the more I believe that's true. Unless I become like a little child, God will recognize me as his child. Do you ever study kids? Really study them? I've been studying kids for the last few years. Because if I'm going to become like a little child again, I've got to study how they are. Let me tell you about children. What I have been looking at for the last several years. Children, they laugh at anything. They just have a sense of enjoying what God gives us. They laugh. Laughter touches hearts. Always does. I'll tell you something else about children. They are spontaneous. They don't live with A, B, C, D, E, F, G. 1, 2, 3, 4. They don't. They react and are spontaneous to creation. Where did I lose that? I'll tell you something else about children. To be like a child, they are fascinated by everything. A rock, a mud puddle, a little bug. They're fascinated by God's creation. Does God still see in me the fascination of all that he's created? Or do I take it for granted? I'll tell you something else about children. They're very accepting. They don't live by color. There's no black and white and yellow and brown. No, kids are kids. They accept everybody. There's no prejudice. We learn that as we get older. Does God see in me the child who is accepting, who does not judge? I'll tell you something else about children. They are resilient. I saw it today. We were with the kids all morning. And I see these kids, they fall down, they get up. They scrape their knee to get up. The older we get, the more we stay down. Because we get sympathy. People feel sorry for us. No, they don't. They're resilient. The cross is never too heavy for a child. I'll tell you something else about children. They're persistent. They ask Dad, and Dad says no, they ask Mom. And if Mom says no, they ask Grandma. And then Grandma. Then they'll go back to Mom. They will continue to wear you down. You know what? My God is expecting that of me. Wear him down. Don't ever stop being persistent with your God. God looks for that in me as his child. Does he recognize me? I'm listening more carefully to Jesus when he says, unless you become like a little child, I gotta recapture this. I gotta be somebody who enjoys being touched at the heart and laugh and be more spontaneous. You know, I just don't need to live with a computer and an iPad and a phone all the time. Maybe I ought to just react to God in the creation of His world and people. I got to be more accepting. Got to be more resilient and persistent. I believe the more I become like the child He wants me to be or created me to be, the more He'll recognize me. The easier it is for Him to know who I really am. You know, when we grew up in little town in Illinois. And like a lot of kids at that time when we grew up, we loved going to the park. Where there was the one park that we played baseball, basketball, or we had another little park about a block from our house. Now, I'm going to take some of you back in time so that you can have and remember the wonderful memories the little child has. This little park, we had the most fascinating rides than any amusement park would ever have. See, we had a merry-go-round, and it was a small little metal circle that you just spun around and ran. Somebody would run and move it, and you'd jump on and spin it. Merry-go-round. I think today, maybe that's when I'm on too much, on the merry-go-round of life. Maybe I need to have another toy in the park. You know what else we had? Monkey bars. That's what they were called.
you're smiling. You know what I mean. You know how they had these things? It was built just like a U, okay? You climbed up the ladder, and then you literally really on your hands, not crawl, but kind of move from bar to bar.
Hanging on. I think today, so often, I must be on the monkey bars again. It's like I'm hanging on for something. Hanging on for dear life. Sometimes I meet people. That's how I get this feeling. They're just hanging on. Just surviving. And then you know what else we had in that little park? We had a sandbox. This probably was the greatest little place because I could be creative. I didn't need anything big. It could be a shovel. If we got a little water, we could make stuff. A sandbox. It was exciting. There was something else we had. They called it a seesaw. And another word for it was a teeter-totter. And the only way you could ride on this is to have somebody else on the other side. You couldn't ride it by yourself because you needed the weight of another person. I think that's the toy I need today. I need you. I need others. I can't do this by myself. I don't think God ever wanted me to. When He created this child, He wanted us to be with each other, not by ourselves. And I don't think He's ever left us alone. You know what else in that little park? I never asked His name because He was the old guy who sat on the bench with his knife and a piece of wood and he just whittled. Every time we were there, that's all he did. I never knew who he was. I never asked. But you know what? Now that I think back, I think my God was there. The old man, he just sat there. I think he was watching that none of us kids got hurt. Or nothing went wrong. And that we would enjoy this little park called life. You know what? Nothing's changed. This is 60 years later, and I still got that God who sits and whittles, and he watches out for me. And you. Does he know who you are? Does he recognize? I hope he still sees the child that he created. You're a product of love between your mom and your dad. I hope God continues to see in us the child. Because that's what we are. As we celebrate this week, recapture some of it so that God can see in all of us the child he created. He's wanted hopes and dreams for us that he wanted for his own son. And I believe the proof of how much he loves us is in him giving us his son. For Jesus to come into this world is God's proof of how much he loves us. And here we are tonight, welcoming that child in a little piece of bread and a drop of wine. When we're here and we celebrate the presence of this child, he knows who we are.